Exclusive. Images apparently show top Mexican immigration official sexually harassing employee. By Cartel Chronicles on September 14, 2022. A top immigration official in Mexico has a history of sexually harassing employees and other individuals reporting to him, Breitbart Texas has learned. The official has been able to avoid repercussions after pressuring victims and using political connections. Breitbart Texas obtained images purporting to show Pedro Alberto Velázquez Castro, the director of Mexico's National Immigration Institute's INM, monitoring center, as he sexually harasses a female police officer. The alleged harassment took place in August at the INM headquarters in Mexico City. The female officer works for Mexico City's Industrial and Banking Police, PBI, who perform security duties at Velázquez's center. While the female was not answerable to Velázquez, he had indirect sway over her duty assignments. In one of the images, Velázquez can be seen touching the woman's face, while in the second, he appears to lean down for a kiss. Breitbart Texas spoke with top INM officials who revealed there are complaints against Velázquez by female INM agents, PBI officers, and others working with the institute. In the documented complaints, some victims claimed they felt intimidated by Velázquez's sexual advances, particularly in the workplace. INM officials who spoke with Breitbart Texas revealed that Velázquez is a close friend of INM Commissioner Francisco Garduno Yanez, which makes him practically untouchable. As Breitbart Texas reported, the INM's monitoring center is a costly surveillance operation with thousands of cameras. However, agents are often unqualified and routinely fall asleep on duty. INM sources say that job placements at the surveillance center are political favors. Editors note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Williams Cortez from Baja California.